everyone, and welcome to this edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. After a 1-5 start, the Chiefs are trying to make NFL history. They've won 7 consecutive games, but the 8-5 record only puts them in the middle of an ultra-competitive AFC playoff race. They must continue to win. This week, the Chiefs head to the Inner Harbor to meet the Baltimore Ravens, a team with a lot of pride, coached by John Harbaugh. If the Chiefs can beat the Ravens, they would have a 3rd consecutive winning season under head coach Andy Reid. That hasn't happened since 1997, 96, and 95. And if they beat the Ravens, they will have only their 4th winning December in the last 14 years. We're going to get you ready for all of this drama like no other show can. The Chiefs' defense is the best in the NFL over the past 7 weeks. They've only allowed 12 points per game. And the best example of the great defense, last weekend's knockdown, dragout, slug it out in the mud and the rain win over the San Diego Chargers. The Chiefs had to defend Phillip Rivers for the last 19 plays of the game, covering 5 game minutes. I sat down with defensive coordinator Bob Sutton to talk about how the Chiefs have done it, what they need to continue to do to not only win today against the Ravens, but to push this team into the playoffs. Also, our Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel and Pete Sweeney will tell you everything you need to know to get ready for the Chiefs and the Ravens. But first, if there's an underlying theme to this 2015 Chiefs team, is its toughness and its next man up philosophy. A great example is what's happened at running back. The Chiefs lost the best back in franchise history in early October when Jamaal Charles went down with an ACL injury. What did the Chiefs do? They went all the way to the end of the alphabet. They found West and Ware, the two-man tag-team backfield that has changed the Chiefs' season. Our Chiefs reporter, B.J. Kissel, sets down with number 35, Charcandrick West, as we go under the helmet. Seconds to go. Chargers at the 11 of Kansas City. 10-3 Chiefs.
Come on, D. Come on, D. Come on, D. Come on, D.
Rivers raises the right knee, takes the snap, looking right with time. With time now being chased, fires it late for the end zone. It's incomplete. Off the hands of Danny Woodhead. Incomplete. And the Chiefs have a 7th consecutive victory on the last play of the game.
Charcandrick, 7-game winning streak, best mark in the AFC. What does this mean to you to go from the not a lot of production, at least offensively last year, to being one of the focal points this year?
To happen as fast as it happened this year, I mean, we started off, I mean, nobody expected that to happen to Jamaal. We never wanted things like that to happen, but, like, man, just the coaches having a trust in me to even just give me the ball, I mean, the opportunity to help my team win is great.
You talk about Jamaal Charles a lot. What kind of things can he help you with now, even though he's not here in the building?
Like I said, that's another blessing to have a guy like Jamaal just take me in and teaching me patience. I mean, just let the game come to you. Don't try to force anything. I mean, he teaches me a lot more than just football. I mean, just life situations he helped me out with.
How much are you guys still in touch, even though he's obviously injured and going through his rehab?
More now, man, because he's so bored all the time. He's just bored, so he texts him. He don't have nothing to do. I mean, it's great, man.
Wilson comes in motion. Ware, handoff, goes into the plows in the line. Breaks a tackle. Touchdown, Kansas City. Spencer Ware, 230 pounds of power.
Now, you and Spencer Ware, you're kind of carrying the load for the running backs right now. How do you complement one another, and how tough does that make it on a defense to try to game plan for you both?
I mean, the thing about Spencer, man, he's a big guy, but he's also kind of shifty, man. You never know what you're going to get from him, but trying to tackle him, you see, man, that's not an easy task. I mean, man, they looking for him coming there pounding. I mean, you got a guy that's running that fast and that big.
Now Ware goes right up the middle, 30-yard line, runs over the safety.
Yeah, you want to get in front of him and tackle him?
No.
I don't. Well, you got him going, beat him up. I mean, I can just come and just run around the edges. It's easy for me to do, but, I mean, it's great to have him.
Early in the fourth quarter, he faced a 3rd-and-1.
Their own 47. They hand it off. It goes to West. He's got the first down plus.
And you broke a couple of tackles. And you told me that Spencer was the guy that would lower his shoulder and break the tackles, but it seems like that you said before that you wanted to show some people. You just have to remind him every once in a while?
I had to remind him. You know, everybody looks at me as a small guy. I mean, I consider myself a pretty big guy, but I had to show him every now and then I can run through a tackle.
8-9-10, Chargers are within about 7 to 10 yards of the football. Alex Smith will throw a slant. Wilson, 30-yard line, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City.
The Chiefs take the lead 7-0. And the drive, 9 plays, 96 yards at 5:23 off the clock.
Early in that drive, you face the 3rd and 3 from the 11. And sometimes when you call a running play on 3rd and 3, you could say it's a safe call. We don't want to throw an interception. But when they called that play, what was going through your mind in that it's not just a safe call, that they trust me to get this?
What's up?
Great job.
What's up?
Man, it's like I said, it's a blessing to even be in a situation where they can give me the ball. I mean, the thing about our coach, you know, Coach EB, he tell us, I don't care if a soul is blocked. You better go find a way to get that first down. So, I mean, we got that mentality, so that's what we do. I never met a more person that's more passionate about football than EB.
Carry this momentum to Baltimore. How do you do it? How do you prepare this week? And what do you see from them when you watch Montez?
We're just going to keep doing what we've been doing. We're taking that one day at a time approach, and I think it's working pretty good for us.
It would be difficult to overstate just how good the Chiefs' defense has been over the past 2 months. They lead the National Football League in scoring defense over the past 8 weeks. They've taken the football away 24 times. They're near the top of the league in scoring off those takeaways. But a great testimony to the toughness and depth of this defense is what's happened to Justin Houston. 2 years ago in 2013, in week 12, Justin Houston went down with an injury. The team struggled, winning just 2 of the last 5 games. Ironically, this year, in week 12, Justin Houston went down with an injury. But the team has rallied to win 2 consecutive games and now head to Baltimore with a lot of confidence. The guy behind that defense and that toughness is Chiefs defensive coordinator Bob Sutton. I sat down with him with our Coach's Corner.
And this is it. I mean, it's do or die now for the Chargers. This the final offensive drive they're going to get, and it's all or nothing.
Let's go back to the San Diego game. You have to defend 19 consecutive plays and 5 minutes at the end of the game.
Fires a pass that is caught inside the 5 and all the way down to the 1. 5 seconds left to go in regulation. The pass is down inside the 1.
Where does that rank in your career as a longtime coach?
I've never been in a drive quite like that. We had 2 sacks in the drive, which usually in those 2-minute type mold things, you know, is the end. You know, you're going to eventually win out. It was just an incredible drive, and you got to give Philip Rivers some credit here too. You got to take it away from guys like him, because if you're waiting for him, it's going to be a long day. And so you just got, when you get your chances, you got to knock them out, you know. And that's what got scary at the end. You know, we had all the chances. You know, we stopped him on 3rd down, got him where we need him, and then he made a couple really great throws. You know, that's the National Football League. You know, that's why you got to take advantage of them when you can.
Off the hands of Danny Woodhead, incomplete, and the Chiefs have a 7th consecutive victory on the last play of the game. Dee Ford with the defense on Danny Woodhead.
Dee Ford getting an opportunity, responds, 7 tackles, 3 sacks, makes the play on Woodhead at the end. What about Dee Ford in that game, and now how does he use that?
Well, I think, you know, everybody was excited, you know, for D, you know, because obviously, as he says, you know, he's been under a lot of scrutiny because he was the #1 pick and all that. This thing's starting to work for him, you know. He's listening to Tom, but he's listening to Justin. He's listening to his coaches. That's one of the great things that, you know, that he has to take advantage of when you have guys like Tom and Justin. These guys are, they're students of their craft. If you can take that in, it makes you such a more complete player and allows you to play at a different speed and that. So, you know, you're always looking for something that'll help you. And I think as he goes along, that's going to be an advantage. I was just really excited for him to have the success. And then, to see his overall game and all those different areas show up. So that's exciting for us, you know, because it adds another piece. We get Justin back. We got, you know, 3 guys in there that can rush and, you know, might lead to some creativity, you know.
Bob, let's be honest. 2 years ago, you lose Justin Houston and things kind of went downhill. The last part of that season. This year it's been different. You haven't had Justin for 2 games, and people have responded. What's the difference in your defense now compared to 2 years ago?
One of the great challenges is that if you're not a starting player when this thing kicks off, in 2 days, you can be the starting player, and you could be the starting player for the next 15 games. You know, everybody kind of has a role right now. Those roles change so fast in the National Football League. Sorensen's got to take Hussein's place. You know, it's got to happen, you know, and we always tell them, hey, the team on the field is the team. You know, we don't We don't downgrade you and say, well, you can play at this level because you're replacing. No, you're a starter. You got to play right here. All the other guys are counting on you, but you need to say, hey, I got to take advantage of every single opportunity here. So when Sunday comes, I'm ready to fly.
Down he goes, and the river runs dry. D Ford came from the backside. Nobody touched him.
It's the 8-5 Kansas City Chiefs visiting the 4-9 Baltimore Ravens in a matchup of two teams that are headed in the opposite direction. But you look at this Ravens team, and they've been dealing with injuries all year long. They're going to have to get this rushing game going.
They do, but they only average 92 yards per game on the ground overall, and that's when Justin Forsett was still playing with them earlier in the year. Last week against the Seahawks, they only had 28 yards rushing, and they've got 7 rushing touchdowns as a team on the season. All 7 of those are from players currently on IR. So that's an area you might see the Chiefs maybe cheat down a little bit, force them to be one-dimensional, make them try to take some shots down the field.
So we know about the offense, but as far as the defense, what do you have?
Well, last week against the Seahawks, Russell Wilson, 5 touchdown passes against this Ravens defense, which is not the kind of Ravens defense we've come to know, you know, over the last decade or so. But one particular area they've been giving up big plays on is when they blitz. You know, they're allowing a quarterback passer rating of 121 when they bring extra guys. And when you compare that to what the Chiefs have offensively in Alex Smith, he's one of the best in the NFL at beating the blitz. He's such a smart player. He knows where to go with the football when a defense sends an extra guy. One of the guys he's been throwing the ball to, Jeremy Maclin, a guy who knows how to get open, a guy who knows where to go. Fantastic season for both Smith and Maclin, both on pace for some career numbers in different areas.
All right, BJ, final point for this game. What's the key for the Chiefs to get this victory in Baltimore?
I think it's pretty easy, Pete. I think it's just don't make it easy on them. We know what the Ravens are offensively. If they're going to score points, it's because they went the length of the field to beat you. Any kind of a turnover gives the Ravens good field position. They've got one of the best kickers in the NFL in Justin Tucker, so you don't want to give them any easy points. And again, if you're going to try to shut down the run and make them one-dimensional, it puts a little bit of pressure on those outside guys, Sean Smith, Marcus Peters, because they're going to take their shots down the field if you're playing like that. And the good news for the Chiefs is both those players are pretty good, and they've been challenged this year. They've come out on top. It's the reason the Chiefs have won 7 straight.
Denver has beaten Kansas City 7 straight times. Today, the Chiefs are on a 3-game winning streak. And they meet an old adversary here in San Diego. And if the Chiefs can win this game, the Chiefs would have an undefeated road record in the division.
I like it. This is the type of stuff we want to get into.
Now we got a chance to do something special, man. Don't let this opportunity slip away, man.
Do it. Let's go. Play for the man next to you.
Let's go.
We're going to show you how to make black turn red.
The best player you can be every play, bro. That's all we have, man. That's all we have.
I'm going to give everything I got. I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to put my head out here on this field.
Here we go. You work.
Okay.
1, 2.
Harvey.
Woo.
T.J. Ward. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Kansas City. And Charkendrick West has the Chiefs ringing the Bronco doorbell.
Come on.
Keep it rolling, baby. Hey.
And trying to get away, and the Chiefs, he throws it, intercepted.
I told you, black is going to bleed red today.
The Chiefs can almost close the deal with this. Hand off where? Tran Wright slams into the end zone. Off the head, touchdown. Spencer Ware, his 2nd rushing touchdown.
Hey, they ain't over now, they know, huh?
They know now.
Now they know, huh?
They know now.
Ware lowers the
shoulder, gets into the secondary, and now tripped up 30, 35, and is tackled from behind. Spencer Ware, looking like Marcus Allen. He gets to the 45-yard line.
Green running just goes to Kelsey. Touchdown.
Now you know how. Now you know how. Let's go.
Again, a clean pocket right for Maclin. Deep right side, caught it. Touchdown.
Done, baby.
Alex Smith will throw a slant. Wilson, 30-yard line, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Jim Lattis, Greenwich Chargers, you'll pay. It's a touchdown.
Smith pulls it down right up the middle for the touchdown. His 2nd rushing touchdown of the season. The pass to the near side, Maclin.
10, 5, touchdown. Kansas City.
Hey, I'm good.
Is eligible.
Kansas City's got Dontari Poe in at fullback, along with Anthony Sherman.
They give it off to Poe. Poe trying to slam into the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown, Kansas City. Dontari Poe on a fullback plunge. And the Poe man's dream has a defensive lineman's dream for sure.
I told y'all they'd give me that boy over six.
I like it.
And here's number 18, Peyton Manning, on the verge of NFL history, just 2 yards behind Brett Favre, 3 yards shy of the most passing yards all time.
Pistol set, back to throw is Manning. Throws it down the middle of the field, it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Marcus Peters. Pressure throws left, it's intercepted, Sean Smith! Sean Smith's got it! Over the middle, intercepted! Josh Long has got the pick! Chiefs are picking everything they can find.
Manning steps up, going deep down this sideline. It is intercepted once again by Kansas City. Now ruled incomplete. First official said yes. Second official in said no.
Oh, I bet the Chiefs could challenge that.
After review, the ruling on the field has changed.
And now a long throw near side to Marius Thomas. It's tipped. And Barry goes down, he's hit and bouncing like a pinball. And he goes down at the 19. Eric Barry gets the interception. And the Chiefs have 5 interceptions in this game.
Enjoy this win, but we just getting started.
They're going to run a screen. And it's intercepted! Intercepted Justin Houston, 10-5, touchdown! Kansas City and Justin Houston taste the sweet nectar of the end zone on his first pick six of his career. Under pressure, floats a pass. It's going to be intercepted by Peters in the left flat, the Oakland native. And now he might have turned this game in the Chiefs' favor. Rivers under pressure. And Tua Haile sacks him at the 13-yard line. Rivers back to throw. Being chased down. Sack back at the 11. Tua Haile has got it in full throttle. Both Gates and Green on the left side. Here comes a blitz. No chance for Rivers. Down he goes. And the river runs dry. D. Ford came from the backside. And the Chiefs have a sweet victory in the front range of the Rockies. The Kansas City Chiefs have won their 4th consecutive game. And the Chiefs have beaten the Oakland Raiders to sweep the AFC West on the road for the first time in 20 years. And the Chiefs have won 7 straight and go to 8-5 and have beaten Philip Rivers for a 4th consecutive time.
One corner, 20 points, baby. How about a little goal? See? That's what we're talking about.
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. After the trip to Baltimore, the Chiefs get to close out with 2 regular season home games. Every week has its own intrigue. And next week, Johnny Football comes to Arrowhead Stadium for the first time. It's the Chiefs against the Cleveland Browns, and we'll get you ready right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, live fearless. And by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs.
65 toss power trap.